Blog Talk Radio.
Is it true? Is it true? The end.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, straight to the point, ladies and gentlemen. A few quick announcements. We do have another awesome song coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And your host tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Elder Samuel and Prophetess Lady Lillian Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen. You better get ready because they're going to bring the word tonight to you on Straight to the Point. Yes. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call in number, we want you to put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to listen to the program, be part of the program tonight, hit that number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number right now with Elder and Prophetess tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We are excited about them being with us tonight. Hey, the call-in number, 347-843-4559. You should be putting that number out right now. Tweet it out, ladies and gentlemen. Fax it out. Email, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, all points north on the number. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Elder Samuel Hembrick tonight. And Prophetess Lady Lillian Hembrick has been with you tonight. In Jesus' name, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, for those listening all across the globe. This is Straight to the Point. God bless you. We'll be back after this song. God bless you. Straight to the Point. The Prophet Dr. Gloria C. Henderson, our guest host tonight is Elder Samuel and Prophetess Lady Lillian Hembrick. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get started. Let's get this thing on the road right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, Brother Hembrick. Welcome, welcome.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We first give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after this evening. We thank God for all he has done and all that he's going to do. We thank Dr. Henderson for her allowing us to have this Monday to this second Monday of every month to be allowed to be on Straight to the Point. It's so excited to be on Straight to the Point. And praise God, we're on live tonight. We are on live tonight, and I'm so grateful and we're so thankful that God gave us another opportunity just to praise his name and give him the glory. As the songwriter just said, God will provide. And how many out there y'all know that God will provide? God will make a way out of nowhere tonight. God will go that way where you in the deepest ditch. God will go down there. Pick you up. God will provide tonight. Oh, God, we just thank you tonight, God. We glorify you tonight, God. We ask you, Lord, that let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we want to thank Elder Vaughn, who's our narrator who helps keep things in order. We thank God for him, how diligent and how cooperative he is in working and doing what he does for the Lord. We sure want to give him praises for what he does for God. We thank him very much. Tonight I will be talking about God will provide. God will provide. If we look in Ephesians 4:19, it says, "But God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." God will provide. When you put on your faith in Christ, God commissioned himself to protect, provide, and care for you. God always provides for his children. It's that way always, in the way that we expect or hope for. You know, the word says God will provide. God will make a way out of nowhere for us. All we have to do is trust and believe in him. You know, in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways." "Neither are my ways," said the Lord. Verse 9 said, "For as the heavens and the heavens are the highest than the earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts." And I'm so glad about that. I'm so glad that God's thoughts are better than my thoughts. I'm so glad that God has God said he'll provide. He'll put things in me that he wants me to do, so I can't think on my own thoughts. I got to try to think on his thoughts. I got to stay in tune with what he wants us to do. God, you know, God is so good tonight and just so worthy to be praised. And we just come to lift up his name. You know, I just like that Isaiah 55. You know, God said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." Hey, glory to God. "Neither are your ways my ways," said the Lord. For as the heavens are the highest than earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts. See, that's saying that God is, your thoughts can't even match up with God's thoughts. Because God said he will provide. He didn't say that you will provide. He said that he will provide. In Psalms 37:25, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsake nor his seed begging bread. You know, see, now I'm older and we're older now. We can see things a little better than we could before. You know, I just thank and give God the glory tonight for what he is doing and about what he's ready to do, because the word said it's God will provide. The songwriter just sung that. Orlando Draper just sung that and said, the Lord will provide. My first song, I want to give honor to the artists, Maverick City and Orlando Drake, Maverick City said Rumors, and Orlando Drake said God will provide. You know, God is an awesome God, and God is just, you know, so worthy to be praised, you know, and we just have to give God the glory. We just have to give God the honor. We just have to give God all the power. We just have to give God all. God has the anointing. God will give you the anointing if you just ask for him, because he said, I will provide. If anybody out there know that God will provide tonight, God will provide you with anything you need. If you need food on your table, God will provide you with that. If you need a place to live, if you need money to pay your rent, God will provide you for that. You know, God said he will take care of your health. He will take care of your sickness. He will take care of your disease. God said, I will provide. God said, I'll make a way out of nowhere for you. I give you everything that you need to have, not what you want, but what you need to have. Because we know, we often say we want this and we want that, but it ain't really what we need. God knows what we need, so that's why he said that I will provide. I will provide for you. You don't have to worry about no food. You don't have to worry about a place to live, because God said, I will provide. God said, I'll make a way out of nowhere for you. God is just so good tonight, and he's just so worthy to be praised. You know, the Israelites escaped captivity in Egypt only for the fact of the challenge in the desert. See, they went in the desert, praise God. Israelites went in the desert, but God provided for them. God made them, told them where to go at. God said, I'm going to take you to the land of milk and honey. See, God provided for them. Moses led them there, but God provided for them. You know, so God said, I will provide. I like that, too, because God will provide for us. God will do everything that he can for us. God is an awesome God. God is a magnificent God. And, we do love the Lord, and God is good. God said, God provides more of himself. Our greatest need is for more of God, and this is something he gladly gives us. God gives us everything. As I just said, you know, God provides. God said he will provide. All we have to do is follow his instructions. Whatever his instructions is, you know, his Ten Commandments are his instructions. All we have to do is follow those Ten Commandments and do it. And we won't want for nothing. We won't even need anything. Matthew 7:9-11 says, Oh, what man is there of you whom if his son asked bread, would be given him stone? If he asked a fish, would be given him a serpent? If he then begin evil, knows how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more should your Father which is in heaven give good things unto you, if you ask him? So you just have to ask God, praise God, you have to ask God what you want, because God said, I will provide, but you can't go, praise God, you just can't go and just think you can do everything yourself. You can't do it. God said, I will provide. I will lead you in the right direction. I will lead you to that job that you need. I will lead you to that wife that you need. I will lead you to that husband that you need. God said, I will lead you there, because God said, that I will survive. I will provide. Praise God and give God the glory today. In Matthew 6:33, which is one of my favorite scriptures, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. God said you have to seek him first. You seek God first, and you can get everything that God said to you or promised to you. God will give everything. He will put food on your table. He will put money in your pocket. Praise God. He will have give you a place to live, a place to sleep, a resting place, a comfortable place, food on your table, a husband, a wife. God will give you everything that you need, not what you want. We have to be sure that we understand that God will give us what we need and not what we want. It's so important because we go around thinking that we want this and we want a pot of gold and we want this woman over here, and God said that's not the woman for you. God said I got one for you. I got the one that you need right here, but you keep going looking on the other side trying to get her. But God said no, I got this one over here for you. So that's what I'm saying. God said that He will provide. Not you provide, because every time that you try to provide, you mess up every time. You get on the wrong track. You know, you go down the wrong street. You go down Boogie Woogie Avenue, and God wants you to go to Heavenly Road. You know, amen to that. So God is good. So if we listen and praise God, and God said that I will provide, if we listen to God and do what He tells us to do, hallelujah, glory to His name, then God says, I will give you the desires of your heart. That's in Psalm 37:4. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and I will give you desires of your heart. Praise Him. See, God will give you desires of your heart if only that you will follow His instructions. My God, hallelujah. Somebody come on and pray with me tonight. God is good tonight. God is good. God is worthy to be praised. And we come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We give Him glory. We give Him honor. Just like the songwriter said, God will provide. And the Maverick City sung rumors. We heard rumors about God. And when we found out about God for ourselves, see, God said you have to know Him for yourself. See, you can listen to all the rumors you want, but until you know Him for Him for yourself, then that's when God said after you know Him and you take and you give your life over to Christ, hallelujah, and you pray that you to get to be saved, and you give your life over to Christ and give Christ everything, your whole body and soul and your mind. You got to give it all to Christ. You can't give it half to Christ. You got to give it all to Him. But if you don't give it all to Him, He can't provide. Because you're going to be taking another way. You're going to be taking something else. And the God said, no, I want you to follow me. I want you to pick up your cross daily and follow me. God be the glory. Hallelujah. God's ultimate provide always has been given in the gospel. As we as God for many things, but the greatest thing that we could ever receive from Him has already been given. My God, has already been given. What has been given to the gospel in life? See, God has gave us life. God died on the cross for us. God died on the cross for us. He died on the cross. He rose on the third day with all power in His hand. See, God set the example for us. Here's a man that hasn't done any sin at all, not committed one kind of sin, none at all, and here he died on the cross for you and I. And we can't follow his instructions, and he did all that because we so thick-headed and bull-headed because we want to do it all our way. But God said, I will provide. I'm in charge here, not you. I'm in charge. Praise Him. So we gotta think more positive, my brothers and sisters. We gotta keep our mind and our soul on Jesus, because that's the way that we gotta go. I mean, that's the only way that we can go. And I just give God the glory and give God the honor tonight. I'm not gonna be with you too long. I'm just about finished. God is just so good and just so worthy to be praised. But I want you to remind yourself and write this down, or you write it in your heart and say, God will provide if I only do what He tells me to do. First of all, I got to get saved, because maybe someone out there today that don't know the Lord as their personal Savior might don't know the Lord. If you give your life to Christ, God will provide for you. You won't have to worry about it. God will make a way where you can take care of your family. Fathers, God will make a way where you can take care of your children. Amen. God will make a way. God will put food on your table. God will put money in your pocket. My God, God will just make everything. God will give you a car. God will give you a house to live in, a house that you won't have to worry about saying it belongs to somebody else. It belongs to you. God will put you in a house that made. God will put you in a house. Glory to His name, Father. You, God is just so good tonight, and just so worthy to be praised. And I just thank the Lord for everything that He's done. I just want to read James, the first chapter, verse 17 and 18. It says, "Whatever is good and perfect comes down from the God the Father, who created the light of our heart, of our heavens. He never changed or cast or made a shifty cast. God was always there for us. God has always been there for us. All we have to do is accept Jesus as our personal Savior. God will provide." And I'm done, Elder. Amen.
Amen, Brother Hembrick. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Hembrick. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Powerful word tonight, Elder. Powerful word. Powerful word. Elder, I wanted to hit on, I definitely want to go back to Psalm 37 you talked about, which was so powerful. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is so important that Elder brought up tonight about verse 4, delight also by itself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. But I wanted to read the scriptures before that, ladies and gentlemen. This is Psalm 37, 1 through 6, I believe it is. Yeah. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither thou be envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither in the green herb. Trust, this is it. Elder talked about this tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Trust in the Lord. Elder, this is the part we got to get on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Trust Amen. In the Lord. You talked about it tonight. And do good. Oh, we got to add that part, right? Elder, we can't just do anything. We got to do good. Amen. Amen. For that. Praise God.
Amen.
So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt be fed. Amen. God will give you all things. This is His earth, ladies and gentlemen. This is His universe. You think He's going to leave us like that? No. And then verse 4 says, like Elder said, delight thyself also in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart. Here it is right here, also verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. And Elder, we just want to encourage everybody to read that entire chapter as well, Psalms 37, as Elder brought up tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, we must trust in the Lord. We must believe God for all things. But more than anything else, we must have a relationship with Him. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Praise God, Elder. Praise God. Well, Elder, we are excited about you being with us on Straight to the Point tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, those who listen via the internet and listening later on, we thank you so much for that. And Elder, you know, we want everybody to share this out, too. Share this out on your network, guys. This is powerful. Amen. Elder, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you tonight, because we wanted to make sure, as you've already done, do you have a word for, you know, we're getting into the holiday season here a little bit, and things are going to be a little different this year for everybody, but do you have a word for the family tonight, in addition to what you said, just to encourage our families tonight to do what they need to do and just stay encouraged, you know, tonight? But do you have a little word for the family tonight? God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, you know, to the family, it's just the holiday season is coming upon us. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and Christmas is right there after. And
yes,
it's been that we just came through the COVID-19 pandemic. We're going through that right now, and I know a lot of things are getting it's very difficult for us, and it's hard for us as families, as fathers, trying to take care of their family.
Yes,
and their
sir.
Children. And I just say to you, hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because there's help on the way. If you just hold on, don't let go. Talked about on Saturday, I did never give up. Never give up. You got to trust in God. Whatever you do, just trust in God. No matter how tough the situation against mothers as well. Mothers, don't get discouraged. Don't get upset with your children. Just teach them and show them the way. Fathers, for sure, show your sons the way. Mothers, show your daughters the way. Show them that there is a Christ. There is someone that's able to help them. You know, and you lead the example for them, fathers. You lead the example for your children, because your children, they look up to you. Your sons look up to you. They look up to you. So if they see that you're doing, you living righteous, they're going to live righteous. They see that you're living wrong, they're going to do wrong. So if your name is what it is, they're going to do wrong. Trust me. So we have to continue to lift up the name of Jesus in season and out of season.
Yes.
Because God is God is just so worthy to be praised. Just like in Ephesians 4:19, it says, God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory.
Come on now.
His riches, not by your riches, by his riches. See, that's the word. That's the word right there. His.
Yeah.
H-I-S. It's his. His riches. It's not elders' riches. It's not prophet's riches. It's God's riches.
Amen.
God's riches. So I say to the family is, you know, just keep on trusting in God. And if you get some time from your busy schedule, set your child down, you know, these young kids, especially, set them down and talk to them and tell them about the word of God. You don't have to just speak the truth. That's what happened. You speak the truth. You tell the truth about even your life, what you've been through. You don't want them to go through the same thing you went through. You want them to go through the difference. So you got to teach them right. You got to teach them to lift up the name of Jesus and praise Jesus. Give God the glory at all times, no matter what your situation is, no matter what your circumstances may be. God is so worthy to be praised. And I'm here to tell you how good God is. And I know he can do anything. God can do anything but fail. But you have to trust and believe in him. Amen.
Amen, Elder. Powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you're listening to the voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Gloria C. Henderson. He is our host tonight, our guest host on the network, and we thank God for the man of God bringing the word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes, we thank God for you tonight, Elder, and we thank God for the word going forth. It will not return void. It is blessed somebody out there on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, we just thank God for you listening in tonight and being a part of this wonderful program. You know, Elder, also, we want to encourage everybody to share this out. Guys, we want you to share this out on your networks as well, because the word, ladies and gentlemen, no matter who delivers the word, ladies and gentlemen, it has purpose. It will also change lives, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Elder tonight being with us on Straight to the Point. And we're just excited about what God is doing even right now. Amen. Amen. Elder, any final words, Elder, before we go back to song?
My final word is that, you know, I just prayed tonight that I said something that will help someone as they walk this Christian way of life. And God is just, you know, just good and just, you know, so worthy to be praised. And just continue to lift up the name of Jesus. I say it all the time. Continue to give God the glory. And when you talk to someone, be truthful what you're saying out your mouth, because people do listen and people do hear.
Yes, sir.
You got to tell them what's going on. Tell them what you've been through, and then so that'll help them. So they won't have to go through the same thing you've been through. They can go through it, you know, things a little differently than you can. Because you just want to look, man. Look, my sister. Look, my brother. You don't have to go this way. I'm going to show you this way to go. You know,
yes,
so I just say to everyone tonight, God will provide, and I just thank everyone for listening tonight, those who wasn't able to get on the line tonight. I want to thank God for them, thank the ones that
were
on the line. I just want to thank everybody tonight because God is good and just worthy to be praised. That, you know, that's all I know. That's all I love the Lord. No question
about it. That's it, Elvis.
I love the Lord. You know, and sometimes I get my tongue a little twisted sometimes, but I love God. I love God. No question about it. Because I talk about God all the time. Every word come out of my mouth, I say, Jesus is something. Jesus this or Jesus that. Hallelujah. I tell my wife all the time. And, you know, I say, you know, God will do it, baby. Don't worry. You know, just give God the glory. Whatever you're going through, whatever pain you're going through, whatever heartache you're going through, just call in the name of Jesus. That pain, what you ever going through, that heartache, depression, distress, or whatever you're going through, just call on the name of Jesus, because God said He will provide, and God's not a liar.
Yeah.
If He said He's going to provide, that's exactly what He's going to do. He's going to provide.
Right.
You know, in Psalm 37, it said, verse 5, it says, I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsake or see begging bread. See, you know, that means that we were all young.
Yes.
we were all young, and we all been through some things in life. You know, some been through this, some been through the other. But then when we get older, we get a little wiser.
Yeah.
We get a little wiser. So we started seeing things a little different. So that gives us a chance to teach the ones that's under us how to live better so they can get to where we are. And better.
Yes.
You know, I tell my son, all the time, I said, I've been through this, but I want you to be better. I want you to do better than I did. I mean, I'm not going to be jealous because you're doing better. I'm going to be proud of you because, I pat myself on the back, said, look what I've done. Look what he is. You know what I mean? So God be the glory. And I just thank God for everyone tonight, and thank God for Dr. Henderson. Thank God for my wife, Prophetess. Thank her tonight. God is good, God is good. So praise. And just continue to give God the glory. Continue to trust in God, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Continue to love Him. Continue to love God. Love you. He died on the cross for you and me. A man that didn't even do no sin, he did not sin, didn't have no guilt at all. But yet he hung on the cross for you and I.
Yeah.
Think about that. He hung on the cross for you and I.
Yeah.
And here we can't give him enough to serve him and to praise him, and he died for you and me. Come on, my brothers and sisters, give God some praises tonight. Lift the name of Jesus up. You know, lift him up. You get up tomorrow morning, you go to work, wherever you're going to go. You know, give God some praises. Thank God for allowing you to get up and get yourself together. You have running water.
Yeah.
You have food to eat. You have clothes to put on your back. You got a car to drive to work. Even if you didn't have a car, you got Metro to take you to work. Thank God for that. I mean, it don't have to be that way. Praise God. It don't have to be that way. We give God glory and give God honor for everything that He has done. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, that's powerful, Elder. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing the word tonight on Straight to the Point. You know, Elder, real quickly, I just was thinking about you reminding me to encourage, like you did earlier, is to reach out to other believers, folks. You don't have to do this by yourself. Come on now. You don't have to do it by yourself. I know you're excited about the Lord and everything, but you got to reach out to other believers. You know, call your pastor, call your elders, call your bishops, ladies and gentlemen. Call folks that you know are saved and love the Lord in your family, and begin to just share and say, hey, I'd just like to hear a little word, or just maybe even just pray with you, you know. So don't think you have to do it by yourself. Don't be an island, right? No man's an island. And the other area is always, Elder, I want people to ask for help. Guys, ask for help. Give us a call. Amen. We'll direct you in the right area too. Always, if you need a little help, holler. You know, call your friends that are believers. You can give us a call. Make sure that the Elder gets your number if you need that. But call me, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Give me a call at 404-401-0233 if you just need prayer, or if you want to get in touch with Elder and Prophetess, let me know. We'll make sure to get that information over to them. But you can contact me or text me at 404-401-0233. That's 404-401-0233 to encourage you, to pray with you, and give you more instructions on the things of God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise God. Well, Brother Hembrick, we're so excited for you. We want to tell you and your family to have a powerful rest of the evening and, of course, a great rest of the week. This is how we kick it off on Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Loris Lee T. Henderson. In her stead, host tonight is Elder Samuel Hembrick. Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here every Monday night. Lord willing, we'll be back next Monday, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. I want to encourage everybody to share it out on the network as well. And remember that Jesus is Lord. We want you to always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to leave you with a song because Elder talked about just praising God on everything, ladies and gentlemen. Just praise him on everything. So we're going to leave you with a song from the Joshua's Troop. Everybody clap your hands, a little upbeat song, because God is worthy of our praises. Amen. So we'll talk to you later. Elder, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen. God bless everybody. Take care. This has been Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick. Ladies and gentlemen, take care. Everybody clap your hands for the Lord, for he is worthy.
We were
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way we praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. On Straight to the Point. God bless you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of yourselves and remember that Jesus is Lord. Take care. Have a great evening. Have a great week. In Jesus' name.